We beseech you, Almighty God, hear the prayers of the humble and stretch forth the right hand of your majesty to protect us. The collect for today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, we shall consider briefly the prideful desire that we often have for self-defense in terms of honor, leaving aside legitimate and even necessary self-defense when it comes to the preservation of one's life or livelihood. Today's collect, like all the Church's traditional prayers, teaches us both how to pray and how to live. In this prayer, we ask God to look upon the prayers of the humble. All things in our spiritual life ought to work for our greater humility, even and especially our penances during Lent. If we have, in fact, undertaken many good and hard penances, we must not let them build up our pride. Oh, look how much I'm doing for Lent. Look how strong I am. Rather, they should work for our humility. See how weak your penances reveal you to be. When a penance is hard, when you find yourself dragging your feet, hoping that Easter gets here as soon as possible, see your own weakness. How many saints did so much more their entire lives? How weak we are to struggle under penances so light. See also how weak and small your penances make you. Tired, hungry, irritable, impatient. How small we are. The less that you engage those pleasures that seemed to define you, the less you eat, the less you speak, the less you hear and see, the less you there seems to be. Our good penances make us more and more like St. John the Baptist. They make us diminish so that Christ may increase. We ask God today to hear the prayers of the humble. You want your prayers to be heard? Be humble. Our prayer continues, stretch forth the right hand of your majesty to protect us. You wish God's protection? Be humble. We say, though, how do we do that? Think, speak, and act like you need God's protection, and not your own. For sometimes we say that we want God's protection, but we spend all our time and efforts and thoughts protecting ourselves, justifying ourselves. Foolish man, if you are so busy at work protecting yourself, how will God be able to? What room have you left him to work in? What job is left for him if you're doing it all yourself? You observe two children. One child is struggling to do something difficult, knowing, or at least you knowing, that he cannot. But he acts very pridefully. He acts like he can do anything, like he's got this. Now another child stops, looks up at you, knowing that he cannot accomplish the task at hand. Helpless, weak, pleading, knowing that he needs your help. Whom do you wish to help most? Who lets you help him most? We must then be slow to our own defense. If we rush to defend ourselves from every slight and insult and contradiction, what work have we left for God? What room have we left for him? Are we not telling him, we've got this, that we don't need his help because we're busy helping ourselves. But if we are humble and meek, if we pray to God for his help, not our own, will he not come quickly to our aid? Whose help, whose defense will be more mighty and powerful, ours or God's? Finally, as with all things, look to the cross. Did Christ defend himself on the cross? Did he not rather humble himself more than any mere mortal ever could? Christ, who is God, who is perfectly sinless, let himself appear to everyone, let himself be publicly treated as the very worst of sinners. He did not rush to defend his honor. He was not continually reminding others how poorly he had been treated, constantly telling them how just he really was. Are we, then, dust that we are, sinful men, well deserving of punishment and mistreatment? Are we too proud to do likewise? Have our penances this Lent taught us nothing? Again we pray. We beseech you, Almighty God, hear the prayers of the humble, and stretch forth the right hand of your majesty to protect us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.